This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you can call in live here. If you're listening to us between 7 p. and 10 p. Eastern Time this Saturday evening, that is, it's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And normally Ian's in the first chair, but your voice is a little scratchy, buddy.
I've been sick the last few days.
Well, I appreciate you coming and, you know, sitting there and talking as though, you know, that's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I had to come downstairs.
Yeah, you really.
You've been sitting outside all day, actually.
Yeah, it's really rough, buddy. It's not like it's laying block or anything. We've got a pretty good job. And you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talk about anything that's on your mind, but we certainly do bring some show prep here. Things that are going on, apparently.
It's tax day.
It's like the official tax day, but not tax day celebrated, right?
Who celebrates tax day?
I don't know.
There's probably somebody out there. The IRS, I presume, would celebrate tax day.
Yeah, yeah.
This is an exciting day for them.
I don't know. I imagine most of the employees are really just, you know, drones that have had their souls sucked out. You know, they probably like a whole bunch of things other than being an IRS agent.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably heavy drinking.
You can probably scare your friends and family, though, like, you know, into a certain level of submission. You say, hey, look, I'm an IRS agent. That would scare anybody. A cop? Secret Service agent? Like, if you're saying, hey, you know, just saying I'm an IRS agent is basically saying I could audit you. I don't know if it's true. I suspect you can't just be audited by an IRS agent, but then
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But there's apparently a tax march going on around the country today.
Finally, Americans are standing up against the intrusive slave labor that is the federal income tax. I mean, my wife puts 40 hours a year, that's a week's worth of work, into just filling out these tax forms. That makes her, in controversy to the 13th Amendment that says no involuntary servitude, it makes her an involuntary bookkeeper for the government.
That's what it sounds like when you hear tax march. You think, oh, hey, there's people protesting taxes. I mean, that's what I thought when I saw this. I actually saw it first on social media. You know, one of those trending stories.
Yeah.
Tax march.
Finally, Americans are rising up.
Well, I thought to myself, well, okay, maybe are these the anti-Trumpers who are saying, we are not going to pay. No to war. No to killing innocent people. No to, you know, no to big government.
I've seen some great stuff out of the anti-war left that says essentially that if you're against war, why if you work for peace, why pay for war? And pointing out that the income tax forces us all to pay for things that we don't believe in. I frankly am delighted to see a Republican in office and having the anti-war left come back out of hiding, as they have been for the last 8 years, because, you know, it's not like they were protesting Obama and his actions. So, you know, welcome back to the anti-war protests, lefties.
Unfortunately, that's not what this is about. It's not actually an anti-tax protest in any way, shape, or form.
Before you go on, though, I do want to welcome Real Talk for Palm Springs and the Desert, KGX 99.1 FM, 920 AM.
Yeah.
You know,
welcome aboard.
Free Talk Live is not a show like you're used to hearing. We're a bit different than other radio programs out there. And one of the ways is that you can call in at 855-450-FREE and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our screening process is very light. Another way is we're not Republicans or Democrats as much as we try to look at the issues from a critical standpoint, and we've come to the conclusion through, you know, much debate, inner and, you know, sort of exterior, that the ideas of liberty, that people being able to do what they want to do so long as they don't harm others and that they're responsible for their own actions, Well, that's the best way for human beings to interact with each
other. Right, and the ideas of liberty would say that we don't need to have government taxes. We don't need to have this monopoly on violence. That we, if there's some sort of valuable thing out there, whether it's helping the poor or, you know, fighting in some sort of world conflict or whatever it is that people value, then they should be able to fund those things on their own, voluntarily, consensually, rather than being forced to fund them by this thing that we know of as the federal government. So that's what I'd like to see happen. Unfortunately, this tax march isn't about any kind of protest of taxes. It's not about people standing up for, what they believe in. In this case, the people who are protesting in various different cities across the U.S., and including Washington, D.C., in front of the United States Capitol on the West Front Lawn today, they're mad about Donald Trump not releasing his personal tax returns.
Oh, that's right. He's the first president in decades to not have released his tax returns.
The march, according to the New York Times, which organizers estimate has the backing of about 70 organizations, falls, of course, not coincidentally, on the day traditionally associated with the deadline to file taxes, April 15th today, although apparently this year the deadline is actually April 18th, likely because it's a weekend. That's my guess.
Yeah, that sounds right.
A rally in D.C. again began around noon today, finished at about 4 o'clock. Similar marches occurred supposedly in as many as 150 other cities and towns. This article was written before the marches that occurred this afternoon. The collective demonstration is expected to be one of the largest since protesters flooded the streets for the Women's March in January, which you may recall was right around the time when Trump was sworn in.
Yeah, I found that to be like a bait and switch. I mean, if you're going to march for women, whatever that might mean, marching against the president is sort of, I don't know.
Well, they tried to claim it wasn't against him, that it was just, it happened to coincide with that.
Yeah, what it was a Democrats Women's March is what it looked like for all intents and purposes. And everybody I talked to who went to it was pretty vehemently anti-Trump. And the first thing they wanted to talk about was that audio from 11 years ago or whatever, where he says, grab them by their crutches,
mm-hmm.
And agreed. It's distasteful audio. There's no doubt about it. But is this what we want to talk about as far as this guy's goes? Because it sounds like an agenda to me. There's all kinds of things. I mean, Trump has flip-flopped on everything at this point, pretty much.
He is the establishment's man, isn't he? I mean,
he's the flip-flopper in chief.
Yeah, well, and the ways he's flipping and flopping are flipping away from the things that he said during his campaign, where he was trying to make himself out to be this, I'm not part of the establishment, I'm this somebody who's new, I'm not a politician, and now he's flipping towards all of the establishment positions.
Right, he was going to drain the swamp, right?
He was going to drain the swamp, now he's lined the swamp with, longtime establishment people. He was going to bring a new
era. It's not a swamp, Ian. It's an environmentally protected wetland.
He was going to bring a new era of peace to the United States. Now he's dropping more bombs from drones
right.
than Obama.
He dropped something called the mother of all bombs.
So, this guy is exactly what we thought he was going to be so far.
Yeah.
We predicted this on Free Talk Live that, hey, he's going to be the establishment president that you thought he wasn't.
But this is what I had. This is the problem I had during the race. I still have the same problem. On one hand, I've got Donald Trump, whom I find distasteful and, unqualified to be president. On the other hand, I have a bunch of women, Democrats, pretending to be out on a women's march, or a bunch of Democrats pretending to care about, the issue that we should care about is whether Donald Trump has released his tax forms.
It's pathetic.
I'm going to get out of my house and go and march about his tax forms?
It's unbelievable.
Thank God he didn't. He hasn't shown his tax forms. I think that people should have that kind of resolve.
Well, yeah. I mean, Trump is, you still have to give him credit for being Donald Trump, and at the very least, more entertaining and more of an interesting president
right.
than we've had in
of the
in
things
a while.
He's done, not releasing his taxes are high on the list for me.
Last year, Mr. Trump became the first major party presidential nominee in more than 40 years to not release his tax returns as president. He has still not done so. According to the New York Times, presidents are not required to release their returns, but have voluntarily done so since the early 1970s.
Right. If you want it, make it a law. So, you know, run it through. Go through the political process. Get in the little treadmill and spend the rest of your life trying to get this made into a law.
What is it that they are hoping to see in the tax returns? Aha! He has a lot of money. I mean, what is it that...
Or he didn't make as much money as he was supposed to. Or he, you know, wrote off this much. Remember when...
What's the revelation?
Limbaugh made a big deal about Bill Clinton's long underwear?
I don't.
855-450-3733. Please. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can call in in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the tax day protest. No, not that kind of tax day protest. Apparently, this tax day protest, it's relevant to March demanding Donald Trump release his taxes, which is... Oh, I don't know.
It's like the dumbest protest I think I've heard of in recent memory, at least.
Chances are slim and none that this is going that it's going to motivate him to
yeah.
do anything.
Oh, there's people in the streets. Now I'm going to release my tax return.
Turns out some people voted against me. I mean, you know, he won by a hair's breadth. He's clear that that you know, frankly, a majority of the nation voted against him. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the tax day protest is particularly relevant. But that's my opinion. I'm obviously not willing to get off my seat and go protest about that. You know.
I think it's dumb, but it is happening now, basically. So it's relevant in that it's happening.
Yeah, it's relevant. That's for sure. Something else that's relevant is saving a great deal of money on the things you buy already. So in many cases, you can save money by buying things through Amazon. You have to wait a day or two for them to be delivered, sometimes three. But if you go to shop.freetalklive.com when you go to Amazon, you'll get the same prices, the same service, the same everything. It's just that Free Talk Live will get a little spiff. It's an extra click. I know. But we could really use the favor. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It allows us to sort of spread out the risk of doing a radio program rather than having a few advertisers. We've got all of you. So please, use shop.freetalklive.com to do your online shopping.
Yep, that helps us out a lot. Now, I am curious, before we go to the phones here, because you can call in about anything on Free Talk Live, we just barely touched on this story about the tax march that's happening in cities, apparently all across the United States. People are so upset about Donald Trump not releasing his tax forms that they're actually bothering to spend time marching about this. And the New York Times piece does get into how this started. And I think we should talk a little bit more about that on the way here. But if you want to comment, would you attend this? And if so, what's your motivation? What are you expecting to see? Or did you attend this? Because it's over in the, at the very least on the East Coast at this point. What are you expecting to see if Donald Trump does release his tax forms? What's the revelation that's supposed to be there?
I've gone to more than one vigil or protest or whatever you want to call these things, and my expectation when I go is generally pretty low, other than to sort of count my body as present, you know, to show that this is important enough for me to have gotten up, you know, off the couch and, you know, move forward or at least stop doing some work, you know, to leave my life and go do something else. That's what it was, you know, I was hoping to show. I don't expect when I go to, you know, the peace vigil in downtown Keene, that's pretty much every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
It's one of the longest-running peace vigils in the country, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I think they started in the first Iraq War.
Yeah, but I thought it was in the 80s.
Well, that would have been the early 90s.
Yeah, Iraq started in 1990, I believe.
So, again, you know, I could be wrong on that. It's been running for a very long time. Mm. When I've gone to that, I don't expect all the U.S. military to be taken out of the 130
right.
Nations that it occupies, the 1,000 military bases and forward camps that it occupies, and moving them all back to the United States. I don't expect that, but it's what I'd like to see happen.
So our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Or you can call us on Skype, as Liberty Lover has. Our username is lrn.fm. Liberty Lover, what's on your mind?
Pretty much the same thing that Ian was just talking about. I saw the headline today myself. I saw tax day protest. I hovered over it, and I was surprised to see it was not people protesting taxes like I was expecting.
No.
It was people wanting Donald Trump to release his tax returns for some odd reason. I think a lot of people want to see the revelation of, oh, he used a bunch of loopholes to avoid paying taxes. And for some reason, everybody cares about that. You see, most people look at things like that and think, wow, why isn't he paying more taxes? And I'm thinking, wow, why am I not paying less taxes?
Yeah, I wouldn't think most people would look at it like that. I mean, I think most people want to avoid taxes, at least, well, the people I know.
Most people didn't vote. Most people don't
right.
care.
Most people do. Whoa. Even if they didn't vote, most people care about taxes. They don't
want
to pay them. my experience. And if they can figure out a way to avoid them, whether it's through a loophole or some sort of exemption or whatever, they're going to do it. That's why people hire accountants. Right? So that's why they hire these people. Even though they have to pay those people to do work for them, it makes it easier for them, and the accountants sell it based on, hey, I know these tax loopholes that you don't know, and so if you hire me, you'll save money in the long run. It'll actually pay for itself to hire me. That's why people do that, because they want to avoid paying. And if Donald Trump has done that successfully, then he's a hero for that. Good for him.
Well, I do know that there's a Supreme Court ruling from, and I can't cite it or anything like that, but I know there's a Supreme Court ruling that basically ruled that paying as little as possible in taxes is patriotic. Now, I don't know why we needed a ruling to discern what is patriotic and what isn't, because patriotism's like an emotion more than
I'm sure you could make the argument that blindly paying taxes is patriotic as well, because if you're feeling the emotion of patriotism, then wouldn't that make it patriotic?
I would think that you can, so the federal government will let you give it as much money as you would like.
Sure, of course.
So accounting for what you quote-unquote owe versus what you choose to give would still be patriotic. I think that choosing to just pay more, pretend that you owe more, is not patriotic, but it's dumb.
Well, a lot of the time, a lot of my peers want people. It's funny because it's a bit of hypocrisy. A lot of my peers say, "Well, I should pay less taxes, but all of these millionaires and billionaires should be paying more taxes." And I'm starting to understand, what good would that do you when the money wouldn't be going to you directly? And then they come up with stuff like, oh, well, we can build roads.
The roads!
The roads.
It's always roads. Yeah, that's the first thing. I would like to know how much money is actually spent by the government on roads. Now, we know that the government's an inefficient organization, so we could presume that they spend too much on roads and get too little for it. But I'll bet you that when we're talking about the federal government, you're talking about something like 1%. So to have roads be the first thing that's always mentioned in a conversation is just really, frankly, laughable.
Well, the roads is always the first thing mentioned. Like when I was talking to my mother, the other week about, hey, we need to get rid of vehicle registration, she's like, oh, well, then how will we pay for the roads? Well, we were going down a road the other day, and it was so bad, there was a pothole the size of the entire left-hand lane. And I looked at her and I said, without government, who's going to neglect these roads?
Who indeed?
Oh, but if we didn't have government, they'd be even worse, see?
That's the notion. So the idea, you know, frankly, the government doesn't pave roads. The people,
contractors,
businesses pave roads. The government pays them to. The only thing that the government can really do that the free market can't do when it comes to putting asphalt on the ground is eminent domain. They can threaten homeowners with, homelessness if they don't accept their blowball offer. And that's what it comes down to. Eminent domain is the government's ability to steal your property from you. Although they'll give you some price that they feel is fair.
Well, it's another thing, you know, I'm sure that a lot of neighborhoods would like to come together and throw money into a pool and pay for roads, but you never know if the municipality is going to let you do that.
Yeah, they might arrest you for it.
Thanks for the call, Liberty Lover. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's April 15th. That's tax day. Well, but it's not tax day celebrated, as we're going to do it on the 18th, right?
I'm not doing any of that crap.
That's right.
Well, I support freedom. I am against war. I'm in favor of peace. Taxes fund violence. I don't pay them. I haven't paid since 2004. I didn't pay since before I became a minister in the Shire Free Church, and now I am also a minister, in addition to having all of those objections. So I'm not interested in supporting the evil of the state, whether it's Trump, whether it's Obama, whether it's Bush, whether it's Clinton. I don't want to do it.
I support you in that, too.
Yeah.
You know, I have not paid taxes in some time, but I keep my income down. I can't say that I don't, that we haven't filed, but, you know, that's how it is at my household. But I can tell you that if you want to retain control over your money, Bitcoin is a great way to do it, because the government can't come in to your bank account and put a hold on it and demand the bank give them money and all that other stuff, because with when it comes to...
Well, they can do that to your bank account.
Yeah, they can do that to a bank account, but they can't do that to Bitcoin, your Bitcoin
account. That's correct.
Because you have control of it. It makes you the banker. And if you've got some Bitcoin, I want you to go and download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Now, wallet means it's not a folding billfold. It is a computer program that holds your Bitcoin. And you can have it on your smartphone or your computer. It's called Jax, J-A-X-X, and you can get it at Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the App Store or whatever they've got on Google. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and a variety of other cryptocurrencies with it. And, in fact, there's Shapeshift integration, so you can move frictionlessly between cryptocurrencies right in the wallet. And as far as I know, that's the only one you can do that with. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the guy who created, was one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's a great wallet. Just go there and make sure that you get go through the wallet recovery process ahead of time, so that you've got that information stored, because it's important no matter which wallet you have. I just want to make sure folks know it's the digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io.
Excellent.
So let's go to the phones. Looks like we've got a bunch of people want to talk about Trump. Let's go.
The tax protests, by the way, are going on right now today across the country. People not protesting taxes themselves, but protesting because they want Trump to release his tax returns. One of the most ridiculous reasons to have a protest that I've ever heard.
Jane calling in from Indianapolis. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Yana, but that's okay.
Yana.
Hello, Yana.
Sorry.
Well, the Danish name, J's like a Y. What can I say?
Yeah, I had a friend who's named Yuan. Go ahead.
Well, the problem, I think the protest is kind of ridiculous also, but I cannot stand Trump. That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
I think people are tired of him. He continually lies about everything, and he's so narcissistic. Like, he's mentally not well, number one, but he's just... he kept saying during the campaign, oh, well, I'm under routine audit. I'll release them, when that's over. He said that probably a dozen times. And, he made the decision, well, the American people aren't interested in my taxes. And that's his decision. And, who's he to speak for 380 million people?
Well, I can say I'm not interested in his taxes. I'm not interested in anyone's taxes. Why would I care?
Well, I don't think that he's a billionaire, personally. I think that that's all...
Who cares?
...grandiose stuff. Well, the problem that I have with him is he lies about everything.
Well, of course, he's a politician.
Well, he's not just a politician. I think he's a different cut of politician. He's like, and
she's a politician.
He's a narcissist as opposed to your standard issue.
Which one of them isn't?
They're most of them are sociopaths. They're not necessarily, they don't show
all...
Can't
you be both?
You can be both.
Okay.
But I think that he shows more clinical leanings towards narcissism than most have. People called Obama a narcissist, and he could very well have been a pretty good narcissist. Trump's a pretty bad narcissist, and you can see all of the aspects. I'm no happier with him than anybody else, but let me ask you this. Why do you suppose he got elected? Because he won, right?
Well, maybe.
Okay, well.
I think that the more majority of the American people... No, I don't think. But I think the majority of the American people, he said what people wanted to hear. And, about, I'm not a politician, which he really isn't. Only this election makes no politician.
That's right.
He just said what people wanted to hear. But I think that we've thrown out, as the American people, I think they've thrown out ideology has been... more important than truth. And I don't think that's a good idea, but okay. He's what we're
sick
with.
Of politics as usual?
Yeah. I mean, because, him and his little trucker's hat, make America great again. I think America's a great country. I wouldn't be here.
How do you think, if you came from somewhere else, Yana, you don't have any accent at all, how would...
Oh, I do, actually.
Do you? Okay, well, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Like, how would the Democrats, I'm presuming you're talking from the other side, how would they take advantage of this notion that people don't want politics as usual, because Democratic Party really is the party of politics. They're the party of, yes,
right,
we can make government work. And now, I don't believe that for a second, but I didn't vote for Trump either. I didn't vote for either of them, and wouldn't have. I'd have just stayed home if there was no other option. But
right, I agree.
I just wonder, like, the Democrats really are in a corner when America's sick of politics as usual, sick of big government, and I don't think they know what to do.
Well, I will agree. I think that the Democratic Party, I mean, to go back, say, to when I was 3 years old and Kennedy got assassinated, he was a Democrat, but that's not the same. He would be a Republican now.
It's a different
and
party.
What's happened over the years, it's morphed, you know, and it's got so liberal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm a moderate person. I believe that life is compromise. You can't be all right. You can't be all left. I believe the compromise. And as much as I detested Ted Kennedy and everything he stood for, at least he knew how to reach across the aisle.
Indeed.
And I don't think a lot of Democrats like to do that.
Thanks for the call.
Good
John.
Call. You know, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So, speaking of reaching across the aisle, what about the schism in the Democratic Party? I mean, has that been healed, or is that still festering? You know, is that wound, the Bernie Sanders, where Hillary Clinton basically did everything she could behind the scenes to stab this guy in the back, to prevent him from having a chance at getting the nomination?
I think that was all done ahead of time so that it was rigged. It was intended to be rigged.
Yeah, it was rigged.
For her to win, no matter who might have gotten the nomination. I don't think that it was so important who was against her, just that whoever it was didn't
but
win.
But Bernie Sanders had, you know, the groundswell.
Yeah, there's a lot
support.
Of people that are very bitter, and they should be.
Yeah.
Frankly, if Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee, he likely would have won.
Good chance of it.
I mean, you know, it would have been President Sanders, and you would have had your first Jewish president. That would have been fun, right? I mean, Democrats really care about that kind of thing.
So I just am curious to know, you know, you asked what could they do. Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to be able to come back from that schism in 4 more years, or is there still going to be this down and dirty scrape going on within the Democratic Party at that time?
I'm interested in it, too. I don't know. The Republicans took it. It was very rough on the Republicans, too. And I expect to see some kind of split in that party at some point.
Good. I hope we see more splits.
Well, I think the American people would be better served if they had more than two parties from which to choose. Because at this point, basically, was it the Simpsons where you're choosing between a giant douche and a crap sandwich?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it feels like. Every single time that it comes up, and the choices get worse and worse. I didn't think they could be any worse than they had been, and sure enough, 2016 came and surprised us, and it was even worse. So, I don't know. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a user request, and we'll approve it during the show. And you can call in, and it sounds quite a bit better on Skype. And I think we're one of the few national shows that actually allow you to do that.
Yeah, I wonder if any others do.
I don't know. And there's a Skype app on your phone. It still sounds better, yes. Even if you're using the data on your phone.
It's like an upgrade.
Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live this Saturday evening, it's Mark with you.
And Ian.
You can call in, talk about what's on your mind. We've been talking about this tax day protest that's apparently not protesting taxes, but protesting the fact that the president hasn't released his taxes yet. First president to do so in decades. So you can call in at 855-453, talk about that or anything else.
I want to know why it matters. Why people care so much?
Maybe we'll find out.
Do the people who are wanting to see his tax returns, did they actually look at the previous president's tax returns? Do people actually do that?
I think they want the press to look at it. It's our job to vet that stuff.
Okay.
Let's talk to Bob calling in from Indy. Maybe he's got some answers. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
And I enjoy the fact that you guys are open-minded, and you will take everybody's opinion. You're not Sean Hannity, and you're not Mark Levin.
Indeed.
The Constitution! I just need 60 seconds, if I can.
Go right ahead.
And then I want your opinion. But number one, the reason people want to see Donald Trump's tax returns are because he owes millions of dollars to China and other foreign governments, and I want to know who he's indebted to, and that makes a hell of a difference. And number two, he got elected because of the stupid Electoral College. He said it was stupid and outdated and it needed to be done away with. He said the system was rigged. Who said that? Donald Trump. He only won by a few thousand votes, and Hillary got 3 million more than he did. He's a jerk. He's a psychopath. He's insane. And any psychologist worth his weight would tell you he's insane.
But he's got a mental problem.
He's a flip-flopping nut job. He's insane. And he's a jerk. He's not
so
doing
it.
He's filed bankruptcy 6 times.
Yeah,
he's not a genius. He's filed bankruptcy 6 freaking times.
Yeah, I'd heard that, that Trump, if what I'd heard about Trump, and I don't know if it's true, but I'd heard that if he had just, okay, I guess we're not having a conversation with Bob. Anyway, I'd heard that if Trump hadn't actually run his dad's business or something, I think he'd inherited his dad's business or something like that, and if he had actually, like taken the money and put it in a bank account rather than run the business, he would have done better.
That's
or some sort of investment.
Some claim that has been made by people. I don't know the specifics. What I can tell you is Donald Trump is a master marketer. He has worked the Trump brand for decades.
Yeah, that's true.
And he is, you know, he managed to make himself a TV star with no, you know, without ever having been a TV star.
Right?
He didn't have to put in his time or anything like that. And I think it's, I think that's fascinating. He's lived an incredible life. You know, he's got a lot to show for it. I don't know if I'd want to live in his skin. You know, from what I saw on the campaign trail, I don't like it. But that's, at the same time, you know, I didn't like my choices on the campaign trail. Maybe I would have been feeling the way that Bob did if I particularly liked Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. And I'm sure there's people that feel, you know, the opposite, too.
For me, I don't know how you can pick one over the other. I mean, they're both just awful.
Let's go to Dave calling in from Indy. It's an Indy night here on Free Talk Live. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hippies.
Man,
I tell you, it really sounds like the stupid pills are flowing tonight. Hey, Bob and Jano, I got some Kleenex, and if that doesn't work, I got some butt hurt and a paintbrush if you need it. Let me tell you something. Until you guys, you keep harping on this whole Russian fairy tale. I know you're stringing that line of crap out as long as you can, but we're starting to get bored. You know how
you're talking
Russian,
to them, right?
You're talking to callers, or you're talking to us?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm talking to you guys, but I'm thin.
I think the whole Russian thing, I think that the whole Russian thing is just Russian for Benghazi, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what's funny? Nobody's been able to tell me yet how the Russians actually changed ballots or stole the election, but, man, they are sticking to it. Let me tell you why Donald Trump was better than Hillary Clinton, okay? He promised to give us a conservative for the Supreme Court.
And he did.
Check that off, right?
Yep.
He promised to try to get rid of Obamacare. Check that one off. It's not done yet, but he's trying. Okay?
Yep. His version wasn't real great.
Check
but,
that off.
But his version of getting rid of Obamacare wasn't great, but go ahead.
Hey, like I said, I was a Ted Cruz guy, so, I mean, it was easy for me. And, you know, if you people, Bob and Jano and the rest of the diaper-filling snowflakes out there, if you want to investigate something, let's find out how much money that Hillary actually made off of selling uranium to the Russians, and how much of that money went into the Clinton Crime Family Foundation. Can we do that? Because you guys, you got a lot of spare time, you protesters out there, wasted a beautiful day standing outside, ranting about tax returns. Let me tell you people something, okay? If Donald Trump had done anything illegal, guess what? He'd be in jail. He doesn't have a lot of friends. People are making stuff up about him to get him indicted. At the very least, you wouldn't be allowed to run for president. Yes, they vet each and every candidate. So just for the fact that, you know, nobody looks...
Donald Trump has done things that are illegal. Everybody does things that are illegal.
Well,
I mean,
okay,
you can't avoid doing things that are illegal. There's so many things that are outlawed in this country.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Like,
you commit three felonies a day? The average American commits
like
three felonies?
Maybe shredding 33,000 emails that are under subpoena? Oh, yeah, if you or I did that, we'd still be in jail.
All I'm
you
saying is
fillers.
Donald Trump has done things illegal, just like all the other people in Washington, D.C.
Well,
but I
know,
do agree with you that it's very likely that his tax returns are as squeaky clean as he can make them, because that is something that is scrutinized very closely
right
by the
now.
Government.
Okay. Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Drop
I guess he's gone.
All right. All the best.
Thanks for the call.
The toll-free number, by the way, here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What do you talk about?
I just think it's funny how the sides talk past each other. They just don't communicate. And this is one of
the
reasons...
They're different. They're very different, aren't they?
It's sort of the... It's the conundrum of the federal government.
Yeah.
So when you have an overarching government, the federal government is supposed to be a weak confederation of, of a government that was just supposed to keep the states from fighting amongst each other, keep the tariffs down, and have a military that was cohesive, right? That was the notion. And
they didn't even have a standing army, but anyway.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a standing army. It had to be refunded every 2 years, but that just gets done with a rubber stamp now.
Yeah.
I'd say that's one of the major failings of the Constitution from the standpoint of what the founders wanted and what George Washington wanted. So, it's just funny to hear them go back and forth. I don't think that anybody who wanted Hillary Clinton as their president should have to have Donald Trump as their president. I don't think that anybody who wanted Donald Trump as their president should have to have Hillary Clinton. I think you should. I mean, why can't they just run two organizations and use, whatever methods? I mean, can't we have some kind of competition in the area of governance? Because all this power gets collected into one area, and then you get the very best campaigner as president. And that's not what I want. The best campaigner is likely not I think we can see that. I think we can look back on my life up to this point. We can see that the person who's best at campaigning is probably not the best person to lead the nation. So I think we need something just entirely different. Let's go to Mike calling in from, looks like Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, what's on your mind?
I've been watching the show for a few weeks and just trying to understand what your guys, your main topics are. And I just, like the last caller was talking about Trump and how, he's like, he's horrible. I mean, Hillary is way... I mean, if you do research, Hillary is a lot worse if you look at, just...
How do you quantify that?
Well, just based on, her involvement with a lot of the stuff with the Bill Clinton administration. If you look into it, there's a lot of stuff with her and murders and stuff like that. So,
Some people have showed up dead in the immediate vicinity of Hillary Clinton. I remember before the campaign was decided, every time anybody died, it would be, I want to know what they know about Hillary Clinton, which I think is, that's comedy gold. I don't care one way or the other. Frankly, I found her to be the least pleasant of the choices between presidencies out there. But I suspect my wife felt differently.
Well, and to be honest with you, I think it's funny how a lot of people are going back and forth, but a lot of people don't know the basics of, the tactics. Like, there is a divide and conquer tactic, which there are the Republicans and Democrats, they want you arguing over and over, but honestly, I'm pretty sure Trump and Hillary are probably good friends, and they just act like they're fighting, and I'm pretty sure everybody works together.
Right about that.
Freemasonry is, a lot of them are Freemasons, and they're
so is George Washington.
Yeah, first Freemason, that's what they say. But the funny thing is they don't teach you that stuff in school, like normal school. They don't even touch
the subject. Let me ask you this. The Freemasons is an organization that has secrets, right? And that tends to kind of, make some people who are, conspiracy-minded flip out a little bit. Doesn't it bother you that Donald Trump hasn't released his taxes? Those are secrets, right?
Oh, because honestly, anything they put out in the news, everybody knows if you're, educated would know that the news is controlled. They even admit it. I mean, the government controls the news. So any story they're putting out...
Is this show controlled? Or is it only the news?
Are we controlled?
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.